Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. In this episode, we're focusing on the critical topic of privacy and data security for listeners. Joining us today is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me again. I'm eager to discuss the important subject of privacy and data security for seniors.
Let's dive right in. Wayne, why is understanding personal data rights essential for listeners?
Understanding personal data rights is essential for seniors because it empowers them to take control of their personal information, protect their privacy, and safeguard against potential risks such as identity theft, fraud, and unauthorized access to sensitive data. In an increasingly digital world, users need to be aware of their rights regarding their collection, use, and sharing of their personal data by companies, organizations, and online platforms.
It's crucial to be informed about personal data rights in today's digital age. What are some key aspects of personal data rights that listeners should be aware of?
Seniors should be aware of the following key aspects of personal data rights. Right to privacy. Seniors have the right to privacy, which includes the right to control how their personal information is collected, used, and shared by organizations and businesses. This right extends to both online and offline activities such as financial transactions, healthcare services, and social media interaction. Consent and opt-out. Listeners have the right to provide informed consent before their personal data is collected or processed by companies or organizations. They also have the right to opt out of certain data collection processes such as targeted advertising or data sharing with third parties, if they so choose. Data access and correction. Seniors have the right to access and review their personal data held by companies or organizations and to request corrections or updates to inaccurate or outdated information. This includes that their personal information remains accurate, complete, and up to date. Data security. Users have the right to expect that their personal data will be protected against unauthorized access, loss, or misuse by companies or organizations. Data security measures such as encryption, access control, and data breach notification protocols help safeguard listeners' personal information from security threats. Transparency and accountability. Companies and organizations are required to be transparent about their data collection and processing practices, and to take responsibility for protecting listeners' information in accordance to applicable privacy laws and regulations.
These are important rights that all individuals should be aware of. How can listeners stay informed about their personal data rights and protect their privacy online?
Listeners can stay informed about their personal data rights and protect their privacy online by educating themselves about privacy laws and regulations. Reading privacy policies and terms of service agreements before sharing personal information with companies or organizations. Using privacy-enhanced technologies such as encryption and virtual private networks, and being vigilant about online security practices such as creating strong passwords, avoiding phishing scams, and regularly updating software and security settings on their devices.
Thank you for those valuable insights. Why is securely setting up devices essential for listeners?
Securely setting up devices is essential for users because it lays the foundation for protecting their personal information. Privacy and security against potential threats such as malware, hacking, and data breaches. By taking the necessary precautions during the setup process, users can minimize the risk of unauthorized access to their devices and ensure a safer and more enjoyable digital experience.
It's crucial to prioritize security when setting up devices. What are some key steps listeners can take to securely set up their devices?
Seniors can take the following key steps to securely setting up their devices. Update software. Before using a new device, seniors should ensure that all software, including the operating system and applications, is up to date with the latest security patches and updates. This helps address known vulnerabilities and strengthens the device's defenses against cyber threats. Enable security features. Users should enable built-in security features such as firewalls, antivirus software, and device encryption to protect against malware, viruses, and unauthorized access to sensitive data. These features help create multiple layers of defense against security threats. Create strong passwords. Users should create strong, unique passwords for their devices and accounts using a combination of letters, numbers, and special characters. Avoid using easily guessable passwords such as birthdays or pet names, and consider using a password manager to securely store and manage passwords. Enable two-factor authentication. Users should enable two-factor authentication, 2FA, whenever possible. This adds a layer of security by requiring a second form of verification, such as a code sent to their phone or email, in addition to their password. Secure Wi-Fi networks. Seniors should secure their home Wi-Fi networks with a strong, unique password or encryption protocol. That's either WPA2 or WPA3, to prevent unauthorized access to their internet connection and connected devices. Review privacy settings. Users should review and customize privacy settings on their devices and apps to control how their personal information is collected, used, and shared by companies or organizations.
These steps provide valuable guidance for listeners to ensure the security of their devices and personal information. How can listeners stay informed about the latest security best practices?
Seniors can stay informed about the latest security best practices by following reputable sources such as cybersecurity organizations, government agencies, and technical websites that provide educational resources, articles, and tips for staying safe online. Additionally, seniors can consider attending cybersecurity workshops or training sessions offered by community organizations or senior centers to learn practical skills and strategies for protecting their digital devices and personal information.
Thank you for those invaluable insights. Why is it crucial for listeners to avoid common online scams?
It's critical for seniors to avoid common online scams because they are often targeted by cyber criminals due to perceived vulnerabilities such as limited digital literacy and trust in others. Falling victim to online scams can result in financial loss, identity theft, and emotional distress, making it essential for users to stay vigilant about informed about common scam tactics and how to protect themselves.
It's essential to be aware of a potential scam in today's digital landscape. What are some common online scams that listeners should be aware of?
Seniors should be aware of the following common online scams. Phishing scams. Phishing scams involve fraudulent emails, text messages, or phone calls that impersonate legitimate organizations or individuals to trick recipients into revealing sensitive information such as login credentials, financial details, or personal data. Tech support scams. Tech support scams typically involve unsolicited phone calls or pop-up messages claiming to be from a tech support representative who offer to fix non-existent computer problems or viruses for a fee. Seniors should be wary of any unsolicited requests for remote access to their devices or payments for tech support services. Romance scams. Romance scams involve fraudsters who create fake online profiles on dating websites or social media platforms to establish romantic relationships with seniors and then request money for various reasons such as medical emergencies, travel expenses, or financial hardship. Lottery or sweepstakes scams. Lottery and sweepstakes scams notify listeners that they have won a prize or lottery jackpot that require payment of fees or taxes upfront to claim their winnings. Listeners should be skeptical of any unexpected notification of winnings and avoid providing personal or financial information in response. Investment scams. Investment scams promise high return or guaranteed profits on investment opportunities such as stocks, cryptocurrencies, or real estate with little or no risk. Seniors should conduct thorough research and seek advice from trusted financial advisors before investing in any opportunity that seems too good to be true.
These are important scams for listeners to be aware of. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-HELP. 406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It's been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Gray Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.